Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was digging in on Denny Avdia because he's been awesome lately. So the Wiz are at the Timberwolves this evening. Minnesota's a 54-win team trying to get the one seed in the West. 8 o'clock tip-off this evening for the Wizards. Denny Avdia in his last game against Toronto over the weekend. 32 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. He also had 3 blocks and 2 steals. I'm going to say that line again for Denny. 32, 10, and 5 with 3 blocks and 2 steals. Only one other player in team history has ever done that. Do you know that?
I didn't.
Elvin Hayes
would be the suggestion.
Twice in February of 1975. No one who's ever played for the Bullets or the Wizards, other than Hayes, pre-Denny over the weekend, has gone 30 and 10 with 5 apples and then 3 blocks and 2 steals. And I was looking at this story that Chase Hughes wrote about the season that Avdija is having. If you look at his last 41 games, which is a pretty big sample, that's half of an NBA season, 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists. He's shooting 52% from the floor with 40% from deep. He's become an excellent player.
This is what they had in mind, by the way, years ago. It's taken a minute, for which happens when you draft a teenager from a foreign country a lot of times. Again, our eye line is always ruined when a 19-year-old walks in and is immediately an all-star or otherwise. But he's been scoring consistently in double digits really since a couple of months into the season, right? Where it's not just standing and waiting for someone to do something. He's like a catch-and-shoot guy, which has never been his game. He's got a little bit of versatility. There's a little bit of Swiss Army knife. He's got some, you know, a little bit of R.J. Barrett to his game, a little bit of, you know, some Scottie Pippen. I realize I'm comparing him to players that are much more accomplished, but there's a little bit of everything. And as he's gotten stronger, been able to go through some contact, he's not just standing around waiting for stuff to happen. You put the ball in his hands, he can create some things.
Totally.
And you're seeing it happen. It's really cool to watch him blossom.
So the last 41 games, he's averaging 17 and 8 with 4 assists and shooting over 50%. If you look at his season totals this year, Danny, about 14.5 points and 7 rebounds with 4 assists. If you look at the history of the organization for guys that averaged 14.5 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, shot 50% from the floor, hit 37% of threes. Nobody's done it here since the 90s. Chris Webber in 96-97, who would go on to be one of the best players in the NBA. That's the last guy to have a year statistically where he can do as many things as effectively as what Denny does. And on top of Webber, who did it twice, most recently, as I said, in 96-97, only 4 players in team history have ever had the year that Denny's having. All of those guys made at least 2 All-Star teams. So I don't know how to say it other than that to quantify Denny Avdia's legit. I mean, they've unearthed a gem here to hopefully go along with whatever they're adding at the top of the draft board the next couple years. I think Bilal Coulibaly has a chance to be a really good player. But Avdia, who goes on the last regime's record, not this new group. So wherever you're at, shout out to Tommy, who's no longer with the Wizards. But he's a stud, man. And they play again tonight. You want to get a look at him, 8 o'clock tip against one of the best teams in basketball.
And again, to this regime's credit, they identified that and extended him. There's no ego there. There's no, well, he's the last guy's problem. Like, you know, or the last guy's mistake.
That's a good point.
We'll find it.
They get credit because they paid him early, and now it looks like a really smart, good contract.
Yeah, in the 27-28 season, he's under contract for $11.8 million. that's, you know, good offensive guard money in the NFL.
A bargain.
I'll certainly take that with this level of production and the arrow trending up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.